A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Mem Vav, Baba Basra 146a, pagination is 291. We'll start on the facing page, the second of the wide lines towards the bottom of the page. The pasuk which the Gemara is expounding upon is a pasuk in Mishle, Tesvav, 15:15. The pasuk there says, Kol yumei ani ra'im, all the days of the poor person are bad, v'tov leiv mishteh tamid, and a person with a good heart is always in festivity, is always in a party. It's always good for him because he's got a good heart. So the pasuk will be understood literally, because it's Mishle, it's a Mashal, and both the Mashal and the Nimshal are going to be true. So in a literal sense, we're going to find that a person who's poor is going to have Kol Yemei Ra'im, something's bad, we need to discuss all the time, something's bad. And a person who has a good heart is always festive, no matter what comes his way. He's able to come out riding the waves, coming out on top. But there's a nimshal here. There's something that Shlomo, in his wisdom, was trying to illustrate. And that's something that the Gemara is expounding, and we'll do a few. Rabbi Yanai Omar, Rabbi Yanai says, what does the pasuk refer to? Kol yimei oni ra'im, all the days of the poor person are bad, ze'istinus. This has to refer to, this refers to a particular person, a person who's a mefunak. He needs everything precise, otherwise he's very agitated. And therefore, it's hard to get everything always just right. Invariably, something's going to be off. V'tov leiv mishteh tamid, and a good heart is always a festivity, zeshadaito yofe, that's the person who's able to adapt to the situation, and he doesn't need everything precise, and therefore he's able to be happy. We have an expression based on a Gemara, but the expression is, ein oni ela bedas. A person is poor only if he perceives himself as such. That poverty is up to a person's perceptions. Indeed, the Gra in Mishle on this pasuk invokes the famous Mishnah in Avos, Ezehu Ashir Hasameach Bechelko. Who is wealthy? Somebody who's happy with his lot. Somebody who looks at what he has and is able to see in that Hashem's plan. This is my gift, and these are my challenges, and that's how he looks at the world. Indeed, the famous Gemara that describes what is wealth has the different Tamidei Chachamim identifying something, each one, that they were blessed with. Rabbi Akiva says, Isha no'e b'maisov. Rabbi Akiva says, if you've got a good wife, then you're wealthy. Rabbi Akiva, for part of his life, was very poor. But his definition of wealth was the asset that he did have. He had a wonderful wife. And so it was with each of the Talmidei Chachamim. You look at what you have, and you define wealth by that, then you'll be wealthy. And the reverse, the Gra continues, is an ani, is a person who's nafsho rechava. He's got a very wide heart. He's got to have a lot of things that he always needs. And that's the description over here, not particularly of things, but of situations. Istinus. He needs his hot water and he needs his cold water. He needs everything just right in order to be happy. That's frustrating. Daito yofe. He has a good mentality, a good attitude, he's able to adapt, and that's the person whose mishteh tamid is always a festivity. Continuing in the Gemara, another insight, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kol Yemei Oni Ra'im Zerachamon. All the days of the poor person are bad. This refers to a person who's very merciful. He's sympathetic. He takes everybody's problems very, very personally. That leaves him in a very compromised state. It's very hard. The description given by some about a good psychologist is that he enters the world of the afflicted, but then he's just as helpless. And he's got to get himself out of that world in order to help the person. And going in and going out, that's difficult work. As opposed to a person who describes it that he's a psychologist, but it doesn't affect him. You know, who listens? I don't listen. You just sit there. So that absurdity is not sympathy. That's not helping either. But the caution Rabbi Yochanan gives here is that if a person takes the sympathy too sincerely, they can sink in and they're living through the afflictions not only of their own, but of everybody's. V'tov lev mishta tamid, and a person of a good heart, who has always got a festivity, zach zari, this is a cruel person. And Rabbi Yochanan is introducing that even though sympathy is the way to go, but a person has to know how to do it so that they don't lose themselves. There's a certain risk that he's raising over here that a person has to be aware of. We have this concept of ben gilo, a person who identifies strongly with an ill person, literally brings about a cure for the person. But you have to do it in a way that doesn't bring yourself down in a way that's detrimental. So this, more than advocating a position, this explanation of Rabbi Yochanan is introducing a risk factor that a sincere person has to be aware of. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Kol yimei oni roim ze shedaito kitzora. A person who's poor is bad is a person whose attitude is very small-minded. Rashi says, Atzron v'kapton, he's very makpid on everything, which refers to eino ra, he's stingy in his own and in others. They say a story about Rockefeller, who started the empire of wealth, that he was so strict with the money, and it agitated him so much that besides not being able to take a lunch break because it cost him so much money, any time that he was off, he was making so much money by being involved, he couldn't take a lunch break. But one time he paid insurance on a shipment because he was so worried that it would get damaged. And he paid the insurance to alleviate the worry. But then when the shipment arrived without mishap, so then he threw a tantrum. He was so angry at himself that he paid the insurance, because now that it arrived without mishap, it turns out that there was insurance paid without good reason, and that troubled him deeply. That's daito katsara. A person can have as much wealth as possible, but that's oni. He's a poor person. Nebuch. V'tov lev mishta tamid, and a person wants to be a mishta tamid, wants to have joy. Zesha daito rechava. A person who has a broad attitude. He spends money, he spent it wisely. He's good, he's glad. A person pays health insurance every year. Tremendous premiums. But at the end of the year, if he didn't beat the system, and thank God he didn't end up in the emergency room and in the hospital and with surgeries, and he didn't make his money back, he's satisfied, he's happy, it doesn't bother him. That's going to create a tov lev mishta tamid. Moving on to Kuf Mem Vav on the top, we recognize that not only is it understood as an allegory that Shlomo was talking about whatever lesson, but it's also understood kipshuto in its essence. And the words kol yemei ani roim, all the days of the poor person are bad, prompted Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol yemei ani roim, all of his days are bad. V'yoika shabbosas v'yomim tovim, there's some days that are good. We support the poor person. We give him meat. We give him, we're generous with him. What do you mean? Shabbos and Yom Tov, he has it good. Why is it kol yemei ani roim, all of his days are bad? Kiddush Shmuel, it follows the teaching of Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, Shmuel taught, shinui vest techilas choli. Transitions, changing things, is the beginning of illness. And that if the person was struggling the entire week, making do with the bare minimum, and then Shabbos he gets a generous portion, that also isn't good for him. That jump in type of food that he's eating, etc., causes sickness, and it's not a good thing. An extreme example of this is in the survivors of the Holocaust, who were the extreme poverty, being treated as slaves, and they had bodies that were emaciated, and then you give them all kinds of wonderful food, and literally many of them died from that. That's the expression, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, kol yemei ani roim, all the days of the poor person are bad. Even the days that he's blessed, it's not simple for him. I once heard an interesting concept that's to'amer chayim zochu, that a person tastes the Shabbos food before Shabbos a little bit to get his body acclimated to anticipate all the blessings of Shabbos, because otherwise the work week, either because kol yemei ani roim, the person didn't have the assets, or because it's a whirlwind, it's just moving so quickly, person is not eating properly, and then he enters Shabbos and he eats generously, treats his body generously, so that transition is not good either. So to'ameho, a person tastes the Shabbos food beforehand, there's such a concept of chayim zachu that helps the body transition into Shabbos to anticipate. There's going to be a change here, and therefore the transition is not as harsh on the person. Again, different lessons from this expression of Shlomo HaMelech, and the ones that are regarded as Mishalim capture the word Ani, particularly in the attitude of the person that creates a pleasantness or lack thereof in his life. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.